Hey, man, if you ain't in the service tonight, just fake it and smile, okay? We thank God for being. Oh, Lord, I hope you don't have to fake it, but I'd rather you fake it and smile than fake it and not smile. Amen. Thank God for you being in the Lord's house. Appreciate you coming tonight. I want to do my best to mind the Lord. And before I read my text, I want to give you some interesting facts. And boy, it helped me just to kind of get it in our mind about what we're reading now. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Right.
Marrying, giving in marriage, eating and drinking, partying, living it up,
right.
Thinking I got plenty of time, no need to turn their heart toward God, just shacking up. Are y'all following me?
Yeah.
They did it then.
Yeah.
Said their mind was only evil continually. The mind, that word there, their imagination, only evil, that's that word. That's where we get our word pornographic.
Yep.
Our mind is so messed. Hey, whoa!
Yep.
Man, I wasn't going to preach that, but that's good preaching.
Yeah,
hey, we're living in that same idea, that same era.
Yep.
So we know the time frame. Now let me, before I read my text, let me just give you this right here. In this time frame, according to the genealogy, I'm not going to read Genesis 5. But y'all might better be seated just for a minute. And y'all might need to write this down. It's helped me today. It helped me. When I'm trying to figure out, and I'm preaching to a congregation, there's an expectation that a lot of times we have that everybody knows where we're at in the Bible. I hope you're reading your Bible through this year. Take 3 chapters a day. You can read your whole Bible in a year. 3 chapters a day. You ought to do it. It'll help you.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I read it through, it helped my soul.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, stirred my heart.
Yeah,
we don't need the devil's crowd knowing more about the Bible than we do.
Hey,
somebody hold my mule. Hey, listen, Genesis. We're in the book of Genesis now, the book of the beginnings. In the first 14 chapters of the book of Genesis sets up all of history. You can find the root of all we believe and know in this Bible in those first few chapters. Good book to stay. You ought to start right there. We're going to be reading in chapter 6, 7, and 8. We're going to read 1 verse in 6, 2 and 7, and 2 and 8. Just quick verses. But to make sure that we got our mind on that time frame, the wickedness, the corruption, it was so wicked that God said, I'm going to destroy the whole world. For the thought process of man has got so vile and wicked and distorted that he destroyed the whole world save 8 people. We corrupt times. And as the days of the coming of the Son of Man be, it's going to be just like him days. So we don't know what time we're in. But think about this, the characters that were living up to time of the flood. Think about this with me. According to Genesis, Lamech, Noah's daddy, could have talked with Adam. That might not help nobody. It helped me. He said, hey, Adam, whoa! Tell me what it's like to walk in the garden and take an afternoon stroll. Tell me. I mean, Noah's daddy. Are y'all with me? Because according to Genesis 5, he did not die until Lamech. Adam didn't die until Lamech was 56 years old. He could have. Great God, that's a hip in me. Abraham could have talked to Shem. That's Noah's son. Said, tell me what it was like when you and your brothers and your daddy built that ark. Talking about Abraham. Woo. Abraham knew Shem. for 150 years. Isaac, Abraham boy, would have knew Shem. Sure would have. We know this because there's such detail from Adam all the way to the Messiah. That line had to be pure and preserved. So that's, they're born, when they die, find out in Genesis. Noah was 600 years old when the flood came. So Noah would have been born about 1056 B.C. Flood would have been about 1656 B.C. Adam's son, Adam's son, whose name is Seth. Y'all remember Cain killed Abel. Seth took that line. Line of the Messiah didn't come through Cain, came through Seth. And Adam's son Seth knew Noah for 34 years. Y'all pray for me. I'm a little excited about that. Before he died. Whoa, that helps me. Lamech died 5 years. Noah's daddy attended the First Baptist Church that Noah pastored for until 5 years. Right up until 5 years before the flood came. Y'all with me? Methuselah was the last member. Noah could literally preach to the crowd and see they was all leaving by way of death. Enoch was probably one of his faithful church members till he got took up. Y'all with me? He's pastoring now a congregation of nine. Nine people in his congregation, and the oldest man ever lived, 960. Well, let me change that. The oldest man that ever died, because Enoch is still alive. But the oldest man that ever lived and died is Methuselah, 969 years old. Friend, that's an old feller. Can anybody say amen? Boy, the government would have went bankrupt with him on Social Security. Are y'all with me? 969 years. Woo! Hey, no wonder they didn't start that to 1930. Hey, 969 years, Brother Jeremy. Last member on the church pew. And I don't care. You ain't changing my mind. I'm going to tell you what I believe Methuselah would do every time Noah would preach. Wow! Preach on! Ain't gone. Every time he got sick, they said, oh, Lord, hey, we got to nurse him back. As soon as he dies, the flood's coming. That's what his name means. Methuselah dies in the year that the flood comes. Now he's pastoring eight people. Y'all got the mindset, the condition of the world, wicked, depraved, ungodly, pastoring the smallest church. Y'all with me? Turn your Bible. I want you to look with me. We can stand as we reverence the reading of the Word of God. Look with me, if you will, and Noah's and about Noah's wife in Genesis 6, verse 18. Find your place. Remain standing, I'll pray, and then we'll read the scripture. You can be seated. Father, we love you today. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. God, for the divine opportunity to be able to preach the Word of God in the power of the Holy Ghost. If I can't preach in power, Lord, I don't want to preach it. I'll thank you, Lord, for already identifying yourself with this service. We feel you and know without a shadow of a doubt that you're here. If somebody's got weak and weary and wounded, God, would you help restore them, renew them, revive them, and refresh them tonight. For those who are worn out, God, would you help them, beat up by the world, bruised up by Satan, would you help them today? Bless them, God. Be with them. Help me to be a help to the ladies, to the men, to the children of the church tonight. Help me to feed the sheep. Lord, I thank you. I have never heard personally a message on Noah's wife, and I want to do right by you, Lord. I want to preach it. Lord, I ain't never preached on it, but I thank God for the opportunity to be able to preach in the power. And Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be able to preach on this thought and on this subject and on this character of the Bible. What an example that this divine, precious lady was. And Jesus name we thank you and pray. Amen. I'll read the text and you can be seated. Look with me if you will. Genesis 6 verse 18. Genesis 6 verse 18. But with thee will I establish my covenant, talking to Noah, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou in thy sons, in thy wife, in thy sons' wives with thee. Look over in chapter 7, verse 7. Chapter 7, verse 7. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with them, with him, into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Chapter 7, verse 13. And in the selfsame day entered Noah, Shem, Ham, Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them. Notice in the three verses that we read, Noah's wife's name is not mentioned. I'm preaching with the Lord's help on Noah's wife tonight. Notice her name is not mentioned. And in fact, when her name is listed, when she's referred to, she is referred to after Noah and after her sons up to this point. Look with me, if you will, in Genesis 8 and verse 16. Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. She's now mentioned still after Noah, but before her sons. Verse 18. And Noah went forth, and his sons, here she is again, and his wife, and his sons' wives with her. She never moved to the top of the list. Her name is not mentioned in the Bible. You can be seated. Father, would you help me tonight? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If the Lord would help me just for a little while tonight, I want to preach on this Bible character called Noah's wife. We have to remember now that we know the time frame. We know the people that would have been present in the church where he pastored. We see this man named Noah, and we see his wife who it goes unmentioned. However, you'll note in the Bible, Noah is going to be mentioned over in 2 Peter. He'll be mentioned there as a preacher of righteousness. He preached on right living, whoa, in wicked times. I say, hammer down, hallelujah. Thank God for that. Hey, he ain't a compromiser. We see in Hebrews 11, Noah's mentioned, but she's not mentioned there. The only time you will find Noah's wife mentioned is in the book of Genesis. She's mentioned five times. Everybody knows what five is. We know that Noah got on board the ark because he found grace in the eyes of the Lord. We know that Noah walked with God because he found grace. Evidently, Noah's wife found grace. Because she's mentioned five times the number of grace in the Bible. Let me say this about Noah's wife. She became the first woman on record to make her home on a houseboat. That don't help nobody. Helps me. Her character is reflected in her family that is going to be the line of the Messiah. Are y'all with me today? Her courage is seen as she walks on board an ark that's been pitched within and without. That pitch is a picture of redemption. It actually means that. Some say it's black. I don't believe that. Others say it's red. Whoa! I'm glad we've been saved because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know the ark is a picture of Christ. In fact, every ark is an ark of deliverance. Remember Moses' ark? Saved one little baby. Remember this ark? Saved eight people. Remember the ark and the tabernacle are in the temple? That saved a nation. But thank God for Jesus. He'll save everybody that believes on him. Are we on the same page? I'm thinking about this woman named Noah's wife. Notice her responsibility. She is to back and support a preacher who has the smallest congregation. Oh, she's got a lot of grace. Notice this woman is a pattern or example. She's got a great responsibility. We'll try to get to it in just a minute. But she's got, look at her recognition. She don't have any. There's no books that talk about her except to casually mention her. She doesn't look for a limelight. She doesn't care if her name is recorded in the holy writ of God's holy word. Her very existence is only known because of the husband that she's married to and the children that she gives. Hey, some of you ladies in here tonight would think the devil would love you to think, hey, anybody knows my wife? A lot of them know her as Preacher Shane's wife. They don't even know her name. Hey, imagine little recognition, little appreciation. I asked her today. I said, baby, do you think I appreciate you? She said, we're going to talk about this later. I said, no, I need to talk about it now. I'm fixing to preach. She didn't know it. I got that. She said, do you think you do? I said, absolutely. But do you think I show you? She said, oh, yeah, but I think she did that just to me leave her alone. When we think about Noah's wife, we don't see somebody writing her name. She's not even mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11. She's not there. In the line of the Messiah, her name's not recorded. Other women's name is recorded in that text, and some of them were sitting there amazed that they would be even recorded in the lineage of Christ. Looks like Noah's wife, but she don't care. If her only responsibility and only recognition is to go down in history as being a man of God's wife and raising three children, one of them being the one that's going to bring about the lineage of the Messiah, that's all she cares about. Ladies, you are important. Young people, you are important. Y'all with me today? Whew. Recognition. See, we're fixing to have revival. I think we get the ladies and the women helped in the church, we're going to have revival. Oh, yeah. I think if us men realize how blessed we are, we're going to have revival. Right. Notice her responsibility. She's a woman that sets a mighty good example. But she's a woman of character. Notice her testimony. She was such a powerful testimony. Brother Jeremy, we don't see no... Where do we see that? Well, she didn't say every morning she got up and found grace in the eyes of the Lord. We don't see her doing things like she mentioned about some of the women bringing an alabaster box of ointment and open it up. We don't see that. We don't see her sitting at the feet of the Lord. We don't see her serving tables. I mean, how do you know about her character? Well, you can see her character in her children. You know that. But her character, she has such a powerful testimony. She was faithful. Hey, hallelujah. She had such a powerful testimony. Her character is such, Brother Jeremy, thank God that her husband was faithful to serve God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. She raised them children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. She had a special testimony. She had she supported her husband. That's one thing she did. She supported her husband in spite of the obscurity of the church that he pastored. Hey, it'd have been a whole lot easier to be the pastor's wife of the church that does not preach about the flood coming. But here she is preaching, a pastor's wife of a preacher, and hearing the preaching every Sunday night, Wednesday night. Hey, thank God, reminded by every nail, wood nail that she hears pounded, every time the work is going on the ark, she's reminded about the message of the man of God that she's married to. But she has such a good testimony. She's so supportive of her husband, even though he's pastoring probably a smaller church. We see obscurity, opposition. He's a doomsday preacher. I mean, no doubt they build canoes. They probably built some little old boats. But they ain't nobody built no three-story high, 450-foot long. This is a boat like it ever been built. And there ain't no big body of water around. Don't you know that the women's society meeting got together and said, your man is crazy. He preaching about rain coming. And up to this point, it never rained in the Bible. According to the book of Genesis, there was a sprinkler system in the ground. Water just came up, hey, out of the ground, watered the face of the earth. It had never rained. That big band of water, that firmament, amen. Go back to Genesis 1. You'll see there's water under the firmament and water above the firmament. That big band of water that wrapped around the earth kept let everything grow bigger. Oh, yeah. Boy, I ain't got time to deal with that. Are y'all with me? That big, hey, the fountains of the deep's going to be broken up. You can look at a geographical survey of the ocean floor, and it shows you where the water busted up through the bottom of the crust. Oh, hallelujah. It ain't never rained. I don't care what your liberal people tell you. It ain't never rained. And he's preaching about rain coming, people getting right. And he's building this boat and showing people this is the only way out. That boat is a picture of Christ. This ark, this Christ, is the only way out. They think he's crazy. The women's society said, you need to call Broughton. You need to have him locked up. He's crazy. She supported her husband, no doubt. Them boys came up to him and said, Mama, everybody makes fun of us down there in the market. They make fun of us. They say, Daddy's crazy. He's on one preaching like that. Why we got to live by these standards? I'm trying to help you young people. Why we got to live by a different standard than most of the young people in our generation? Why does Daddy preach so strong? Why is he so hard? Come on, Mama. And she just don't see none of that recorded. But she know what she did? Somehow or another, it ain't even recorded, brother. She encouraged like more anybody would have done that. But she encouraged them boys to be supportive of Daddy. She was so supportive that we see no unsupport by the children before the flood. Sure don't. She supported her husband. She had influence. Boy, look at her. Look at her testimony. She had influence on her daughters-in-law. Every one of her daughter-in-laws got on board the ark. Woo! She instructed them boys. She submitted to her husband. She had a testimony both to the community, to her husband, to her sons, and to, thank God, her daughter-in-law. Look at she sacrificed. Boy, this right here helped me more than anything. Brother Jeremy, let me read it like I wrote it. Here's what she noticed. She loved him for the time he spent with the ark. She supported him in the time he spent with the ark. And she thanked God for the time he spent with the ark. She didn't gripe about how much time he spent with the ark. She said, no doubt. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. No doubt people came up to her and said, y'all built your whole life. You built your whole life around this ark. You built your whole life around Jesus. Your whole life exists to serve Jesus. Hello. That's the only thing that matters about y'all. All y'all want to do is work on the ark. And she sacrificed while her husband spent time with the ark and loved on the ark. Y'all getting this? Woo! And he's hammering on the ark and loving on the ark and pitching the ark. Hey, and he spends all this time and she never does cut him down. She never does say, well, God gave you a family for he gave you a mission. Never did she smart off like that. I'm about to have a fit. Boy, I'm glad I got a wife like Noah's wife. Hey, I'm talking about backed him, supported him. Hey, testimony, trained them youngins up. Hey, who you think helped build the ark? Every dime they spent. I'm told y'all want to preach a message someday on building the boat and missing the ride. Ain't no telling how many people helped work on it. He spent every dime he had for what? For the ark? Yeah. For Jesus' sake? You know why she didn't care? You know why it didn't bother her? You know why she loved it? You know why she supported him? You know why she's for it? Because that boat was going to save her and her boys and her daughter-in-laws. Hey, that's the only salvation. You know why you ought to back your husband, ladies, when he's getting in there with God? Because Jesus is the only hope your family has. Is everybody with me? My Lord, have mercy. Noah's wife, what a woman. She's a woman of character. She's a woman of example. Every dime they spent. I thought about this, Brother Jeremy. All them people kept dying out of the church. Methuselah died in the year flood gone. He was the last one. Nobody there. All the cousins and everybody else missed the boat. They didn't come to church. The family was against them. The only people that helped work on the ark was them that was paid. 120 years standing by her husband. Are y'all getting what I'm saying? I don't know. I thought about this, Brother Jeremy. She's a helper to her man. She, for hundreds of years, because the flood came at 600, took him 120 years. So for hundreds of years, she backed her husband while he's preaching the word and while he was farming. And, amen, that's right. And for 120 years, she backed her husband while he was building a boat. And for over a year, she backed her husband while they was riding out the storm. God, Lord, how? I don't know how we stay so calm. Great God, I say amen. Hallelujah. Thank God she backed her husband, supported her husband, was a testimony all them years, raised up three sons, amen, that got on board the ark, that loved the ark, that trusted the ark, that supported the ark, that funded the ark. That, y'all know an ark's a picture of Jesus. Hey, she's a woman of faith, man. Do you know that she is the only, she's the only female of her generation that got saved. Whew. Boy, that's preaching right there. Thank you. And guess what? She impacted three more females of the next generation. And y'all out there, just want to make sure we ain't at petties. Y'all out there, y'all listening to me. Whoa! Hey, Brother Phil, hey. You spend every dime you had on that. There ain't even no water around here. He preaches, look, he runs everybody off. Oh, he preaches on rain coming, doomsday. If he preached more Mickey Mouse, he might get more in. Is everybody all right? He preaching the Bible. He's a preacher of righteousness. Oh, Lord, he crazy. Oh, you don't have nothing. You don't have nothing in this world to put your finger at that says it's yours. And she says, oh, but we got Jesus. We got that ark. Hey, my son's got him. My daughter-in-law's got him. My husband's got the ark. He's got Jesus. And isn't that all that matters, friend? That's all that matters. Hey. Over 1 year on the boat, riding out the storm, being a zookeeper. She supported her husband. Only female her generation. Made impact. I mean a pastor's wife. 2 Peter 2:5, preacher of righteousness. In the midst of a corrupt generation, she raised her kids up to walk in grace and get on board that ark. She is a homemaker. Don't reckon she done nothing else. Worked on the ark. Worked for her husband. Hallelujah. She trusted him faithfully. And you know what, friend? And I no doubt she probably had a relationship with the Lord himself five times. Her name's mentioned, Grace. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of what she did was simply because Noah got a word from God. She didn't have to have a word. Woo! Amen! She backed her husband when he got the word. That's enough for her to live on. Man, I'm telling you, that's helping me. Look at what courage she had. When the ark's preparing, people's mocking, that crowd's making fun, He's going to build a boat with one window. What wrong with it? And it's a top. That's so he can just look up at God. He's building a 3-story boat and got one door in it. What in the world? What's he doing that? Now he's slabbing that red stuff on it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, great God in heaven. She was a woman that faced opposition. She was a woman that faced obstacles. She was a woman in obscurity. Don't you think it was lonely for her? Only didn't have no friends.
Oh, yeah.
No, sir, didn't have a lot of friends. They had nobody. No, they didn't want to be around them. They're scared to death. They're going to start talking about the Word of God. So you can't have lonely, unknown, unnamed. But my God, how she impacted the whole world. Because if she had not have done what she done, who knows if they'd ever got on. Are y'all with me? Great God in heaven, what an impact she had. She's a woman of history. There ain't no statues for her. They'd put a statue up for anybody now. Well, y'all just let that hit where it needs to. It'll wake you up in a little while. Hey, you can wreck the country, and they'll build you a statue now.
Oh, yeah.
Preach on, preacher. Hey, is everybody all right? Take a deep breath. It's preaching time.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have said it, but I'm preaching tonight. Amen. Listen to me. It's the Bible. It's the Bible. She was a woman of faith. I'm not adding to the Bible. She's only mentioned 5 times, but everything I've said is within the scriptures. It's a testimony, her character, her support, her godliness. Hey, thanks be unto God. And the one blot on Noah's history after the flood, she's not even there. If she would have been alive, hey, amen, when that happened, she might have kept him from that mess. Are y'all with me today? What a great sturdy hold up of his hands that she was. Backed him, supported him. Munched opposition and obstacles and obscurity. She's a woman that made a difference in history. The world forevermore was changed because of this woman.
Right.
Some of y'all think what you're doing ain't important. You have no idea.
Right.
You have no idea. I'm glad thousands of babies is going to be spared worldwide.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I just want to let everybody know whose side I'm on.
Yeah.
Woo! Everybody all right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm glad they're going to be spared. Who knows what great evangelist was killed in the womb before he was ever born? Who knows what great woman like Ruth Paxton, great missionary like Corrie Ten Boom, was in the womb but killed and the life snubbed out? Hey, I don't want my tax dollars paying for killing babies. Is everybody all right? Hey, man, that ain't politics. That's preaching. Thou shalt not kill. That's still in the book. Amen. Still in. Woo! Amen. Thanks be unto God. Hey, she was a. How did she do that, preacher? Here it is right here. She's a godly mama. She's a godly pastor's wife. No doubt they was grumbling, griping, complaining, murmuring. No doubt people would come to church, look like it was going. Then you get to preaching on righteousness, and they scatter like rats on a sinking ship. Don't have to worry, this ship ain't gonna sink. Amen. Thank God. I mean, she stood faithful by her husband. You know what? I love this right here. I love the hound out of this. I love the hound. Y'all turn your Bibles over. You're gonna have to see this. Turn your Bibles over to Hebrews chapter 11. I'm gonna tell you right now, if somebody don't run on this, I got 2 or 3 pictures. If you don't run, I'm just gonna claim you bashfully. Look at this, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. Did y'all just see that? You say, preacher, what you so excited about? She was married to the Savior. Whoa! She's, great God, she's married to the Savior.
Yeah.
God used him to, is that not what the book said? I read in Hebrews, to the saving of his household. She is married to a Savior. It was going to be a picture of what Jesus is going to do. This ark saved eight, but there's another ark that's going to be nailed to a cross with three nails, and his side's going to be pierced, and his brow's going to be busted, and every bone's going to be out of joint, and he is the ark that every ark was pointing to. He is the Savior, not just for eight, not just for one, not just for Jews, but for everybody that will repent and believe. Everybody with me? He's the ark of deliverance. She gave birth to a man named Shem. He is the heir of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said he became, Noah became the heir of righteousness. Because of his love for the ark. Y'all got this right here. Because he came in the ark, he inherited righteousness. You know how you inherit righteousness? The Bible says no unrighteous thing is going to go to heaven. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible said all our righteousness is really unrighteousness, is filthy rags. So the only hope we have is to find righteousness. Where do we get it? Church membership, can't get it there. Baptism pool, can't get it there. Shaking preaching, can't get it there. Amen. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. But that as sin hath reigned in death, even so might grace reign through righteousness. That's what I'm looking for. Unto eternal life. That's where I'm wanting to go. By Jesus Christ our Lord. He got on board Jesus and became an inheritor, an heir of righteousness. Everybody that's in this building, when you come inside of Christ and Christ comes inside of you, I'm glad today you become an heir of righteousness, to which God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their transgressions unto them. But hey, thank God, I like this part right here. Hey, not imputing their transgression of them, hath in due time, Christ died for our sin. Amen. He's made us ambassadors for Christ. As though God was beseeching you in Christ, be reconciled to God. And the Bible says this, he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He became sin that we could become righteous. His side was riven that a bride be given. Okay, I'm going to give you an illustration. In the Old Testament tabernacle, the one light in the tabernacle is a picture of the word. 66 bowls, cups, 66. You got one candlestick and three branches and three branches. That's what Jews have during Hanukkah, am I right? And that symbolizing what they had in the tabernacle. That's the only light in the tabernacle. And those knobs, bowls, and there was 66 of them. 39 of the candlestick and the left, 39. 27 of the new. Boy, ain't that a picture of the Word of God. 66 books in the Bible. But it's not just a picture of the written word. It's a picture of the living word. Jesus is the light. And without him, there is no light. Now picture this. A lot of times in the tabernacle, things were made out of gold. Would y'all agree with me? A lot of times overlaid with glue.
That's right.
But not the candlestick. The candlestick is made out of gold, but it's beaten gold. One piece of metal beaten till it forms a candlestick.
Right.
Because he was beaten, and the candlestick was formed.
Right.
He's incarnated in flesh.
Amen.
But it didn't stop there. They beat the branches
Amen.
Out of the candlestick.
Right.
Guess where they came out of? The side of the candlestick. Just like Eve was out of the side of Adam, yeah, and the church is out of the riven side of Christ, so the candlestick, a picture of God's word when it's broken up and light shed into a dark sinner's heart, hey, so that candlestick was beaten until branches came. And you know where the strength of the branches came from? The candlestick. You know where the oil came from? The candlestick. You know where the great God, I say hallelujah. I'm telling you, because Noah's in the Lord, he was saved. His boys got on board, saved. Daughter-in-law, saved. Wife, saved. The death of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ brought salvation and deliverance to everybody. He's beaten for our behalf. He only can deliver you. He's coming back to get his own. Ain't you glad of that? Brother Jeremy, I can see this. Look at a woman and her son's thankful. I can see this in my heart, Noah's wife. Them boys got tired of being made fun of, like anybody would. Wife, no doubt hurt when people left the church. Well, mine is. I got to calling. And no doubt my wife had to be set apart by God to handle some things she's handled. But she don't have the call to preach on her life. So she handles things different than I do. I realize we got sheep to feed. We can't chase down billy goats. Spend time killing wolves. Everybody say amen. That we got. And I'm not saying everybody. Y'all know what I'm saying. And sometimes they get, it hurts. You pour your life into somebody. This ark was his life. And his wife supported him. This ark was his life and the kids supported him. No doubt probably was some grumbling going on behind the scenes. But mama was so had such a testimony that any time they was grumbling. And I don't know. There may be some grumbling going on that I don't know about. But as far as I know, my boys, as far as I know, they ain't grumbled about coming to church. They don't grumble about me spending time with the Lord. Amen. They don't grumble about, no sir. Right. Sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah. And I can see them people making fun. Boy, I'm glad I ain't Noah's boys. They got to walk a tightrope. Huh? There's some light bulbs going off on some young people in here. Hey, I'm glad I ain't preacher's kid. Right. He just like. Then they got on board the ark. The Bible says, come thou and all thy house into the ark. Genesis 7:1. They had did like God told them to do. I love this, Brother Jeremy. It said about Noah, he did all things whatsoever God commanded him. Wow. What a testimony. I want that testimony. And no doubt one of the reasons he is able to do that is Noah's wife. The support of his children and his daughters-in-law. The life transformation that took place in him. Y'all got to think about this. In the midst of corruption. And the midst of wickedness. Remember that setting, that time. Their thoughts was only evil continually. And if they were anybody else, they wasn't preaching about a coming flood. And they were building the boat. And they thought he was crazy. But when they came on board the ark and God shut the door. And the waters began to rise. And little Scotty beat on the door and said, Shem, it's me. Used to kick rocks with. Open the door. Shem, I'm so sorry. I used to say, I wished I was you. I wished your daddy was my daddy. I wished your mama was my mama. I wished I could trade play. Are y'all with me now? And no doubt Noah's wife had to sit there. Amen. Are y'all with me? Yeah. And she was a big step of faith and a big step of courage to walk away from everything she knew and to fight. Because God gave the message to Noah about building. God gave the message to Noah about coming on board the ark. And she just had to trust her husband. She didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I know some women that won't do nothing unless, well, I've got to hear from God too. Well, that'd be all right, but sometimes God speaks to the husband.
Amen, brother. Amen.
I feel like somebody's throwing potatoes at me, tomatoes. Amen. Listen, now I'm serious. You got to follow God. She got on board the ark, no doubt. Elizabeth came knocking on the door. I don't even know her name. Miss Noah, I wish I used to say, I'm glad I ain't married to that stiff neck. I used to say, I wish I wasn't. I'm glad I ain't a member of that church. Oh, no doubt. And probably some little kid pulling on mama's skirt. Mama, you told me he was a nut. You told me he was crazy. He told the truth, mama. Now we're going to all die. I wish I could trade. Are y'all with? I'm telling you right now, when you safe on board that ark, you're just thankful to be on board and realize it's my grace and grace only that you got on her. You ain't no better than nobody else. Thank God. Just by grace. Just by grace. You made it on board. Then when God shut the door, ain't nobody open it. If they would have had a chance, they'd open it. Now I want to ask you a question. Jacob, you come on. Men, I want to live like Noah did. Ladies, don't you want to be a wife like Noah's wife? Some need probably to get on board the ark and get saved tonight. Young people, you ought to be thankful you got a mom and daddy that'll bring you to church. I know how it is, young people. I've dealt with mamas and daddies for 19 years come April the 19th. Be pastoring here. For 19 years trying to be a soldier of Jesus Christ at this church in Landrum, South Carolina. I've had people leave me AWOL. Can't find them. I mean, it was Green Berets and Rangers to hear them tell it. I mean, woo! Amazing. When the fire starts flying, people go to running. Courageous become cowards. Is everybody all right? Them that said they'll always be with you. My God, you can't find them 100 miles. I got some friends of mine still in the Green Berets. Do you know one of the reasons they value those team? Because they've trusted. They work together. They don't even have to speak. They work together. They trust each other. They got each other's back. I'm glad God's got local churches so we can get around each other, got each other's back, and be reminded that we ain't in this thing alone, because ain't nobody can make it alone. You think Noah could have been the man he was without his wife? Absolutely. She didn't even care if her name was written down. Don't care if nobody knows her or not. She's just thankful that somebody, hey, that Shem was born. Hey, she's just grateful that the Messiah is coming. She's just thankful for the time and the effort and the finances and the work and the, hey, that her whole family put into the Lord and his work.
Amen.